This is the new TC Pride Podcast, episode 68, on location at Pride Headquarters with Doc Belsley, Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride.
Hello and welcome to the Twin Cities Pride Podcast. I'm Ryan Garza from Podlitter Media, and I'm here with Dot Belsler, Executive Director of Twin Cities Pride. Dot, how are you doing? Happy Pride.
Oh, happy Pride, Ryan. It's great to see you again.
Great to see you. So, you know, it was almost a year ago, exactly, that we were here, sitting here, doing this exact same thing for the first time. And that was actually episode one of the TC Pride Podcast,
if
you can believe that. Yeah, and it's awesome. That was, here we are, 60-some-odd episodes later.
Hard
to believe, right?
It really is. That's awesome.
So a lot has happened since then. And I wanted to talk to you about a couple of those things. But first, we should probably talk about the 2017 Grand Marshal Ceremony. Of course, the TC Pride Podcast was on location, and we were able to talk to a few folks who attended. So we're going to listen to some of those conversations that we have with folks. But first, what can you tell folks about the event?
So we had two really great organizations named Community Champions of Pride this year. Claire has been housing people with HIV AIDS for 30 years. It's their anniversary. So it was awesome to honor them. And the other organization we honored was Avenues for Homeless Youth. Really, you know, of the homeless youth population, at least half are LGBTQ kids. So we were really thrilled to honor them. But I think the highlight of the night was our Grand Marshal. Jana Shortle from Channel 11 News was so humbled, maybe is the word, by the award. I mean, she had me in tears talking about, you know, that she comes from a place where, a small town where no one is gay. She's the only gay person. She talked about, I thought it was hilarious that she talked about when she comes home and drives through town, that's the Pride Parade in her city. So she's super excited to be at Pride as Grand Marshal this year. I'm really happy for her.
Yeah, there was some great music. There were some great prizes given away. There was actually, do you want to talk about the Wall of Wine? That was pretty awesome.
Oh, the Wall of Wine. Yes, we had wine donated, 36 bottles of wine. People could have a chance for $20. We had quite the competition going there towards the end. People were like, really? I can win all that wine? It was fabulous. It was so fun that the woman who won actually worked at Radisson Red, and she just flipped out when they called her name. It was really cool.
I heard her. I was like on the other end of the venue and I heard somebody scream. I'm like, what's going on?
What is the deal? Yeah, it was great. So it's super exciting. We had an awesome silent auction there. Radisson Red is a really cool place for this. We also had the art opening night of the art exhibition at for Pride this year, and the art will be hung in the Radisson Red through Pride weekend. So we had some really awesome pieces this year, and several of the pieces have already been sold, so I'm excited for the artists.
Cool. So we're going to go ahead and listen into some of the conversations that we have with folks here at the 2017 Grand Marshal Ceremony, and we'll be right back with more from Dot. Thanks for listening to the TC Pride Podcast. Happy Pride 2017. We are on location at Radisson Red in downtown Minneapolis for the 2017 Grand Marshal Ceremony. And I'm here with one of the participants in the festival this year from the Hennepin Theater Trust. Can you please introduce yourself?
I'm Hannah Novio Erickson, and I am the artist coordinator of public art and placemaking at the Hennepin Theater Trust. And we're proud to be a part of Pride. Woo!
And Hennepin Theater Trust is actually very involved in the festival this year. What are some of the ways that they're involved?
So we are honored to be displaying a few of the winners that were a part of the art show here at the Grand Marshal reception. We are going to be displaying those artworks on Hennepin Avenue at the former Rosa Mexicano space. We basically do with Made Here is we put artists in vacant storefronts all across downtown Minneapolis in the West Downtown Cultural District, or what we call it, We Do. and then we are also a part of the Pride Parade. And we are so excited to celebrate and really be a part of the celebrations.
Awesome. Where can people find out more information about the organization?
Check out HennepinTheaterTrust.org, and you'll find all that information there.
Thanks so much for your time, Hannah. Thanks for being involved.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Jorge Sanchez. I've been with Pride for 9 years, and I volunteer with entertainment and logistics, and I'm the DJ tonight.
So tell me about some of the other things that are going on with the entertainment this year.
We have a really great lineup, I believe. We have En Vogue coming in on Saturday. We've had just awesome lineups in the past, and we're really excited for this year. And I think we're really organized and ready to rock this year. I'm part of Stonewall, and I have basically all the best queens in the Twin Cities on that stage. And I believe in if people want a chance to do drag, and I could get them on the stage, I was like, let's do this. And so I wanted to open it up for everybody. And it's like I said, I think it's going to be awesome because they're going to have some, maybe a little bit of amateurs on there, but then we're also going to have some huge acts. And so I'm really excited for this year.
And for people that aren't maybe necessarily familiar with the stages at Pride, no, there are several stages. You mentioned the Stonewall stage, and that's there's typically a lot of like drag and burlesque and stuff that happens on that stage, right?
That is correct. What we do is we have actually like 5 stages. And so we have the main one, which is the Lauren stage. And then we also have Rainbow stage, which is more of our acoustic setting type things. And then we have the P2P stage, which is a mix of everything, and that's what I love about P2P. And then, like I said, then we also have Stonewall. So we have great stages, and I think it's, you'll find an act for everybody. There's no way you can come to Pride and say, I didn't like any of the stages. There's gotta be a stage for somebody.
Well, great. Well, thanks for all the great info on the music and the entertainment, and we'll see you at Pride.
Happy Pride, everyone.
Brian Pearson with Trincaro Family Estates Winery. So we're here with a literal wall of wine. We got 36 bottles, 3 cases of wine to give away. $20 for the raffle. We're going to raffle it off in a few minutes. And it's wine. It's like better than money. So we got a bunch of our different brands. Sea Glass, Joel Gott, Charles & Charles, Ménage à Trois, and all kinds. We got white, we got red, we got blend. So a little bit of everything. You can find them in most retail stores and a lot of restaurants around the city. So like I said, we got a lot of different brands under our books. You know, Haskell's, any kind of wine shop around Twin Cities have most of our stuff. So
great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for sponsoring the event. Thanks for being here tonight.
You got it. We appreciate it.
Yes. My name is Zaylor Stout. I'm on the board for Reclaim, which provides mental health services to transgender youth. You know, it's great to be here and to be able to support the community and have and feel all the love that's here. You know, there was some protesters out here recently from the Westboro Baptist Church, and I see some folks here that were out there protesting and everything. So it's good to see the community come together in regards to, you know, supporting everybody within the LGBT community.
Stacy Jablonicki.
Maya Jablonicki.
We heard it was a fundraiser for Pride, so we wanted to participate in that and donate a little bit of money, help out.
You know, it's a very safe, warm, loving community. Just kind of makes you feel good whenever you can get together. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride 2017. We're on location at Radisson Red in downtown Minneapolis for the 2017 Grand Marshal Ceremony. And I'm here with one of the organizations that was recognized tonight. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. My name is Carrie Walski, and I work with Claire Housing, one of the award recipients this year. And I'm also one of their Journey Home Circle members, so I'm a donor as well.
And can you tell me a little bit about the award, the recognition that Claire Housing received this year?
Yeah, absolutely. We were so thrilled and so honored to receive this award this year. This is actually Claire Housing's 30th anniversary year. So we've been around for 30 years, 3 decades, providing home, health, and hope for people living with HIV/AIDS, many of whom are also gay. So the tie-in between, you know, Twin Cities Pride and its mission and message is really closely, you know, related to our heart and our mission, supporting LGBT people who are living with AIDS and HIV. Well, the best thing to do, of course, is to go to our website at clairehousing.org. And once you're there, you can find our link to Twitter, to Facebook, if you want to follow us online. We do a lot of great, reporting of our own on our own residents and their success. So that's always like heartwarming and fun to see. In addition to that, if you're talking about getting involved, coming to one of our Journey Home programs is a great way to learn in under 60 minutes, just like who we are, what we do, and our impact. It's not a fundraiser. It's just a chance to come check out one of our locations, hear the words of some of our residents and how they've been affected positively by Claire Housing. So that's a great place to start. Definitely check that out. And besides that, you also can see us at Pride as well. We're going to be at the parade this year too, so that's going to be super fun. So yeah, those are just a couple of ways that you can kind of get engaged and see us around town.
Great. Well, thank you very much. Great to meet you. We'll be talking again soon, and a happy Pride.
Great. Thank you so much.
My name is Mary. Well, I'm a huge supporter of Pride. I'm the chair of the board at Reclaim, and I love supporting anything that allows people to be who they are and bring their authenticity to the table. And being here and celebrating the lovely people, the folks that come out, and especially our Grand Marshal, who is local this year, it just fills my heart with love and pride, and it's just a great celebration to kick off the amazing month of Pride.
And I want to say, we actually have spoken to a couple of people here and there from Reclaim over the course of doing the podcast here, but for people that aren't familiar with the organization, can you tell people a little bit more about it?
Sure. Well, Reclaim is an organization that offers mental health services to youth ages 13 to 25. It allows them to reclaim their lives back, whether they've been kicked out from their families because they're trans or queer or gay. It's an amazing organization that gives a safe place and offers amazing services to our youth, and our youth are our future. So we need to support and give them the power that they need to reclaim their lives and lead us into the future.
And how can people get involved in the work that you're doing?
Well, being a part of Pride is a big thing, because everybody supports everyone in this organization. And just checking out our website, or just connecting with people, and even supporting youth. If you see a young person, you know, go and say hi and greet them and thank them for being their authentic selves. It's hard to do that in this day and age. And that's what I love about Pride, is that you can be who you are and everyone meets you where you're at.
Well, thank you very much for your time, and good luck with the organization. Happy Pride.
Thank you. Happy Pride to you.
TC Pride Podcast. Happy Pride. We're on location at Radisson Red, and I'm here with one of the artists who was recognized tonight. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name is Deshaun Smith. It's all about perspective. It's a two-dimensional 3D sculptural piece, just challenging perspectives and how you look at art and society and self.
Well, great. Well, thank you very much. Congratulations for being recognized, and well, I'm sure we'll see you around. Happy Pride.
All right. Thank you. You too.
Hi. My name is Nikki. I am a Twin Cities resident, queer person, activist, and I also perform under the name City Councilor.
And as I understand, you have a big show coming up.
I do. In fact, it's at Twin Cities Pride on Sunday, June 25th, right after the Pride Parade on the Rainbow Stage.
And before we started recording here, you were kind of telling me sort of how this musical project got started.
Yeah, well, so it started really intensely in summer of 2016 when it was the thick of the presidential election. Obviously, here in Minneapolis, we have, I mean, Minnesota as a whole went for Bernie. We have a very, like, deep blue progressive movement. And I was just getting so, like, stressed out all the time about Facebook arguments of the Hillary versus Bernie factions, and the way that Republicans were using that divide to, like, as a wedge between an otherwise very, very robust Democratic movement. And then I decided, instead of getting into all these Facebook arguments about it, which were just stressing me out, not, like, being productive at all, that I was just going to make music about it instead. And then that body of work became my first album, Public Record, which I released back in January.
And you said you're on Spotify right now?
Yep. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere where you get your music. The main song that people listen to is this ridiculous dancehall track called Ask the Gays, which just uses Trump quotes about LGBT people over a really danceable beat. So if you want to get the phrase, ask the gays what they think and what they do, ask the gays what they think and what they do, then you can just listen to that, you know?
I'm feeling it. All right, cool. Thank you very much for your time, and hopefully folks can check you out. You're going to be at the Rainbow Stage on Sunday after the parade, right?
Yes, 1:15 p.m. is the start of my set time on the Rainbow Stage, like you said.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Nikki, and happy Pride. Happy Pride 2017. We're on location at Radisson Red in downtown Minneapolis for the 2017 Grand Marshal Ceremony. And I'm talking to one of the big winners of our auction that we had tonight. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Maria Conley. Yes, I won a fabulous 3 bottles of Ménage à Trois wine. One of them is Prosecco, but 3 bottles of Ménage à Trois is kind of a thing. So there's a bottle of Prosecco, which I kind of liken as a poor man's champagne, but it's really fabulous. There is a bottle of a California red. I hope it's a California Cabernet, which is typically from Northern California. And there's a nice bottle of white Pinot Grigio. It's from California. The Pinot Grigio is really from Italy, or a little bit better, but that's okay. I got a new house and I'm moving in tomorrow, so this will be my sort of rewining of my new house. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Maria.
Happy Pride 2017. We're on location at Radisson Red in downtown Minneapolis. And I'm here with one of the artists who was recognized tonight in the art show. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Josh Eiberg. I live in Bloomington, originally from Marshfield, Wisconsin.
And since you're standing right next to one of your pieces here, it's an awesome piece. Can you describe it to people that are listening to the podcast right now?
Well, it really came about during my art therapy classes, a mixed media class. Really, I was just thinking of what makes me as an artist and, you know, a person and going into therapy too. Just really establishing who I am, my identity, what I want to pursue in my art therapy career. So that's how it came about. The idea came from one of my old jean jackets. What we have is a jean jacket I wore. It was an amazing summer because I was fit, you know, but, you know, unfortunately I outgrew it, you know, but I still think it's a beautiful jean jacket because you don't really see a lot of cool jean jackets nowadays. And kind of the idea came from, you know, Lady Gaga was doing her Born This Way tour and all that. She was kind of mixing up the leather and glamour at the same time, and that's where it kind of came from, you know? So, and the major piece of it is that we are born this way, and we're American born, but we're gay, so that's who we are. Yeah, again, I put the jean jacket on a canvas that fitted perfectly, and I just wrapped it around it, and what I really was drawn to was this portrait of Saint Sebastian, who is really a gay saint, if you will, an established gay saint. And I just thought it was beautiful mixing the old with the new, you know.
And where can people see more of your art?
I have a Facebook called Josh Eiberg Oddities. You're welcome to like my page and look at my art. So,
well, thank you very much. Congratulations on being recognized and happy Pride.
Thank you.
Now, we had a big raffle tonight, and I'm standing here with the winner of the raffle. Can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Rachel. I won a lot of wine.
So this was the infamous wall of wine that we've been talking about tonight.
Yes, that's correct. The infamous wall of wine. Huge, infamous wall of wine. There was a huge variety of wine. I am sure I will enjoy every one of them. I am a charter employee. I was one of the first here. And we serve street food. We serve excellent drinks, including our bad and boozy freezies, which everybody should come check out at some point in their life.
So can you tell people a little bit about the event tonight? It looked like the staff, they were repping the Pride. It was pretty awesome. I see you had your Pride swag on. Can you tell people a little bit about the accessories that I'm sad that I can't actually show because of the podcast? You came out here all decked out in Pride stuff that I won't be able to show, but you can tell folks about it.
Oh, definitely. Love is love, and everybody should be accepting of everybody. And I have a very nice sleeve piece, which is a rainbow of every color, and some awesome Elton John star sparkle orange sunglasses.
They're awesome. You laughed at me word for it there, so we had to mention them. So, well, thank you very much, and enjoy your wall of wine.
Thank you. Woohoo!
Happy Pride 2017. We are on location at Radisson Red in downtown Minneapolis for the 2017 Grand Marshal Ceremony. I'm here with one of the board members from Twin Cities Pride, who we've been meaning to talk to for a while, and we finally got an opportunity tonight. Can you please introduce yourself?
My name's Eric. I'm the board treasurer. I've been involved since 2009 was my first year that I volunteered. Right now, I help with a lot of the logistics for the festival itself. But otherwise, I'm involved year-round with all the ongoing activities, so we get to the festival and are looking good.
And so one of the questions we asked a lot of folks last year was about what Pride means to them. So we didn't get a chance to ask you last year, so I wanted to ask you, Eric, what does Pride mean to you?
Pride really has meant to me that it's a place to feel included, and I can just relax and be myself and not have to worry about pretending to be somebody I'm not. It's just always been a great place, a great space. To just relax and let the world go by and enjoy life.
And like we said, you've been involved for quite a while. What is it that's major. I mean, it's a lot of work. We've talked to Dot about how much work it is for the volunteer. They call them staff volunteers because it's like a full-time like volunteering job, basically, right? What is it that's motivated you like over these years to be so heavily involved?
Well, initially, I guess it gave me a place to feel included when I first started coming out. Gave me a place to feel comfortable with who I was. But anymore, it's such a great group of people involved with Pride. It really is a family kind of thing. As much as we work hard and, we do pull our hair out, but it's such a great group of people, and it's a very homey family kind of feel.
And we've talked on a few occasions about some of the other sort of organizations that you're involved with. It does seem like it's a really important sort of part of your life.
When I first came out, I guess there were organizations that kind of opened the doors and let me feel included. And I guess my way of giving back is being involved. So I'm involved not only on the board with Pride, but I'm involved with Quorum for my real life, which is the GLBT, as I like to say, guacamole, lettuce, bacon, tomato, Chamber of Commerce. And beyond that, I'm also very involved with the Red Ribbon Ride, which is a great organization that supports 7 different HIV/AIDS organizations.
And we haven't actually talked about it too much, but it is coming up.
It is. The ride is the 13th through the 16th. It's a 4-day, 300-mile ride. And as I said, it raises funds for 7 different HIV/AIDS organizations, all within the state of Minnesota.
So Darcy, our board chair, talked tonight about how there were some sort of unexpected expenses that kind of came up this year, and how appreciated the financial contribution is going to be this year. So from that perspective, what are some of the most important ways that people can get involved with the organization this year?
In all honesty, just simply being involved and being out there and having your voice heard is incredibly important, to let people know that we are out there, we are important as a community, we are involved, and we do make a difference. We always are, of course, as an organization, are looking for financial support. And unfortunately, the reality is it costs a lot of money to do these things. And that's part of what our job is to figure out how to make all this happen and still be able to support and help all the smaller prides and all the other organizations that turn to us as, I'll call it the big brother, to help make everything happen.
Well, thank you very much for your time tonight, Eric. And we'll be talking to you again soon, I'm sure.
Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
And we're back. Thanks for listening to the Twin Cities Pride podcast. So like I said, Dot, you know, a lot has happened over the last year, all the way back to the actual festival last year. Twin Cities Pride has, you know, faced some challenges this year, like a lot of big organizations do. And in some cases, even identified where there were maybe some opportunities for growth as an organization. And you want to talk about some of those things?
Oh, for sure. You know, last year, the Pride Festival was 2 weeks after the Pulse shooting. So everybody, I think, was a little on edge and what could we do. We brought in extra security police officers who really made our white attendees feel super safe, and our feedback was that they thought everything was great. People of color and transgender folks, not so much. You know, it was pretty rough for them to see this welcoming committee of police. So we really tried to work with people of color and trans folks over the winter and had some listening sessions and really try to take some things to heart and start making some changes. So I'm excited. One of the things that was identified last year was transgender people were misgendered quite often by our vendors and our service providers, like our EMTs, throughout the park. So we're working on a little education program with them, but also we're going to have stickers at the entrances, at the info booths, at the vendor central, with pronouns. You know, people can pick up their sticker on what pronoun that they are. So there's no question.
Yeah. And if someone does want to learn more about pronouns, we actually just did a big series about pronouns. Yeah. We did a collaboration with photographer Brent Dundor, who did this project called the They Them Project. And so we did like 4 episodes about it. So if you'd like to educate yourself more about pronouns, I'd like to invite you to go and check that out. And there were a couple of things you wanted to let folks know about the Equality March that just happened recently.
Mm-hmm. So, right. We had the Equality March on June 11th. We were voluntold to do that and lead that up in our city. Because of the stormy weather, we had kind of a low turnout for that. We had to cancel our march, but we did go ahead and have the rally, which was wonderful. So we still have to fund the march, and we're going to be bringing the t-shirts that we had, the Equality March t-shirts that we had on site to the festival this year, and hoping that people will help support the organization and actually the Equality March itself by picking up a t-shirt.
And equality, right?
Absolutely. And supporting equality. There you go. It's what we're all about.
So as always, you know, the entire month of June is pretty much packed with Pride events. And we've actually got some more events coming up still between now and the festival. It's like one continuous kickoff for the next week. I love it.
Absolutely. It is. I mean, we are in the thick of it right now. So it's exciting.
But then there's the actual festival itself.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So we have, this year we have probably about 450 vendors, which is really a lot of vendors, including some new food trucks. We're excited about that. But really a lot of, you know, kind of the similar, the nonprofits that serve the LGBTQ community. We have, of course, rapid HIV testing. A lot of the churches are around there. And there's, you know, the children and families area that Sunrise Banks is stepping up. And they're actually bringing in a company called Snapology that has like Lego things and robotics and all sorts of fun things for kids to do. We're bringing in, get this, a mechanical unicorn.
I had heard about that. That it's true. There we go. You heard it here first.
It is true. A company called Geo is sponsoring the unicorn. So it actually is free unicorn rides. So I'm super excited about that. It'll be over by the bridge that connects the sculpture garden with Loring Park. Really, I think it'll be a blast. We also, one of the things that we learned over the winter was a lot of people attend Pride who are on the autism scale and have really some sensory concerns. They want to be at Pride, but it's a little overwhelming for folks. We're working with Minnesota Autism Society. We're calling it the escape space, where it's going to be a nice big tent with air conditioning, kind of quiet space for people to kind of, you know, take a break from all the craziness that is Pride.
Yeah, I heard about that too. That's awesome. It's just another way that Pride is always working towards inclusion and making sure that people feel welcome in this space and their accessibility issues are addressed. So that's awesome. And of course, we've talked about before, it's a team effort. There's going to be a ton of volunteers, right? I know one of the organizations that we covered recently on the podcast, Gay for Good, they're going to have a big group of people there helping out. There's going to be a ton of volunteers and a ton of organizations involved in pulling this thing off, right?
Absolutely. We have a core group of about 25, volunteer staff that really are the heart and soul of creating the Pride Festival and Parade and all of our events. But on the weekend, we have up to probably 400 event volunteers. And this year we have something new. The Minnesota Twins have given us free tickets for all of our volunteers, get 4 free tickets to a Twins game. So really excited to see the Twins step up.
Awesome. And then there's some great music as well, right?
Oh, for sure. We have 4 stages of music going all weekend, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 6. Maybe 60 local bands and individuals performing all weekend. And then, of course, Saturday night we have our concert, which is the paid portion of the festival itself, featuring En Vogue, followed by fireworks. So we're super excited about that as well.
But then, of course, we can't forget about the parade.
Absolutely. We're really excited about the parade this year. Again, our Grand Marshal is going to lead it off with the Dykes on Bikes, of course, are one of our favorites. We actually, this year, we're really excited to add a bisexual and transgender flags to the Pride Parade that will go right up front with the rainbow flag and the leather flag that we've had for years. People self-identifying as bi and trans are going to be carrying those flags, and we're really excited to make sure that the bi and trans communities have as much visibility as everybody else in the parade. We have about 140 units in the parade, so it's going to be a while this year. Lots of fun floats and a couple of marching bands will be in the parade this year, and we're really excited to make it happen.
Awesome. I'm sure a lot of folks are looking forward to that. I'll let you get back to what you're doing here at behind the scenes, making all this magic happen. Thank you very much, as always, for your time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Dot.
Thanks, Ryan.
The TC Pride Podcast is a production of Podlitter Media and Twin Cities Pride. Subscribe now on iTunes, on Android, or on YouTube at tcpridepodcast.org.